Thanks for joining us for our coverage of graduation ceremonies at Canby Public Schools. Brought to you this evening by Ag Plus Cooperative, American Family Insurance, and Hull Plumbing. A New Leaf Floral, Canby Builders Supply, Canby Chamber of Commerce, CAS Plumbing and Heating, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Canby Drug and Gifts, Canby Farmers Grain, Canby Meat Center, Cleveland Chevrolet, Doug Service and Marine. A coverage of Canby's commencement ceremony brought to you by First Security Bank, Helena Agra, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Independent Oil Company, Jim's Market, K&M Auto Wash, Cadet's Chiropractic, Conkleman Construction, Cornerstone Cravings and Bakery, Larry's Refrigeration, Mortgage Capital, Nemitz Insurance, Olson Dray Service, Penka Insurance Agency, BK Egan's Restaurant, Rangard Electric, Southwest Insurance, State Farm, Tony Arata, Sturtevant of Canby, and the Yellow Medicine County 4-H.
Paul, Ramo over here at Canby High School for the graduation 2024 commencement ceremony. With me is Dr. Robert Slava, the principal of Canby High School. Thanks for having Q92 over again, broadcasting the graduation, Dr. Slava.
You know, Paul, we've been doing this since 2020 with COVID, and that was one of the greatest things I thought we were able to accomplish. And we had people from all over the country listening to our graduation. So I appreciate you guys coming over doing it for us as well. Thank you.
All right, another outstanding class. How long have you been doing this?
This will be my 28th year here at Canby, 28th graduation ceremony. So,
okay.
Yeah, and we have a what I would consider to be, if not the best, one of the best classes that Canby High School will have. They're not only academic, we've had kids in athletics that have been stellar performers. We've had kids in the arts. We had a musical this year that was tremendous. We have academics. These kids are very high on their academics. So they have a lot of it. And I have to give a lot of credit, though, and I'll talk to the kids tonight about it as well. I tell them what I think of them as far as a class goes. But just a shout-out to their parents. It's a pretty, you know, it's easy to deal with good kids.
Right.
It makes my job much easier. So their parents have done a real good job with them.
That's right. You got something special going on tonight, too. You want to break the news? Or
We did. We invited the class of 1974, 50 years since they graduated, to come to the graduation ceremony here tonight. It's the 128th ceremony of Canby High School. And we did that. I did that about 30 years ago when I was in Elk Point, South Dakota. A guy by the name of Earl Connor used to be the principal of Pipestone, then went to Annandale and came over after he retired. And we had done it there, and I had never done it before. And in 74, this gym that we're in was being built. So there was a construction project during that time. So I was doing some history stuff with it, and I thought, I should do that this upcoming year. And the class of 74 has showed up here. We've heard nothing but good things about it. Trying to kind of tell kids that without a past, we have no future. And remember the past, but also know that we need to acknowledge our future of our kids leaving here.
Outstanding. So, and they met before graduation here?
They have met downtown at a place, and then they are here. They'll be here. I think they're showing up about 6 o'clock. A few of them are meandering the building at that time. But it was really fun to talk to them and to bring them into this ceremony.
50 years.
50 years. That is
correct. That was a good class, too, wasn't it?
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. If you go back, there's a number of them that have done a great amount of stuff for here in Canby.
That's absolutely right. A lot of scholarships you're going to hand out tonight.
Yeah, we are set to give out over 125,000 again tonight. We'll run just a shy over 126. The Blue and Gold Committee chose to raise their scholarship. We went from 1,200 to 1,500 this year.
Oh.
So the kids each are going to get 1,500 that applied and qualified for that scholarship. Our local bank here, First Security Bank, is they've done a real good job of. We have, if you have an account there, you can get a scholarship there. It's very lucrative for our kids to do that as well. And then all the other businesses in town, I hate to try to start listing them right now, but tremendous amount of support by our local community.
That's right. I believe it was the 39th anniversary of presentations. Is that right?
That could be very true. 39th.
Okay. Yep.
39th. We started this. The Blue and Gold started in 1985. And about every 10 years, they've had a stellar increase in their gifts and stuff that people have given them, and then they're able to give out more money to our kids.
Okay. Talk about the senior class again. You know, they like the, you got the silly string that you give them. You want to tell our listeners a little bit about, that's kind of a tradition here during graduation ceremony.
Yeah, the there's been a lot of people try to tell me they shouldn't do that, and they have their silly string and their little poppers, and they explode right after I announce them to the group. And, yeah, it makes a mess, but they don't bring air horns. They bring themselves and have a little fun. And, yeah, life is really good that way. They are, this group of kids is a lot of fun.
Yeah, you got to stay with tradition, right?
You ain't a kid. Absolutely.
Yeah, and a lot of them are going on to the second year, and some are doing a trade.
That is correct.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, we're very pleased with what we do regarding the promotion of our students to do something post-secondary. There's something that we tell the kids at the beginning of their junior year, or excuse me, their senior year, that if high school is the pinnacle of your life, everything's downhill from there. They say, you should be looking, what are you going to do when you leave here? And we have a large number of them that are going into either the medical profession. We have some computer science, aviation. We have about 50% of our kids going into a trade school. We have about 10% of them that are going to go right into the workforce that they have. But they're all unequivocally wanting to do something in life. So it's really kind of cool.
That's good. Who are the senior speakers today?
Senior speakers are Gabby Verhelst and Dylan Hausman, two of Camby's finest. I mean, Dylan right now is playing golf for them and doing a tremendous job. Gabby is one of the best kids I've had in the class. She's a tremendous individual. They are two solid people because they have solid parents, and I'm very thankful for them for what they've done. But these two groups, we have to be a National Honor Society over here, and then you're voted on.
Okay.
So it's not valedictorian and salutatorian. It's you're voted on that by your peers.
Awesome.
And we do that. So yeah.
All right. Well, Dr. Slava, once again, it's time to celebrate the senior class, right?
Absolutely. And thank you, Paul, for helping us do that. Very much appreciated.
All right. And that's Dr. Robert Slava, the principal here at Camby High School. And we'll begin with the commencement ceremony coming up soon.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison-Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
You may be seated. Welcome to the graduation ceremony of the class of 2024. I'd like to welcome all the parents and grandparents, relatives, and friends of this class. It's because of you, 41, I think it is, kids that are here, why everybody else is here. And I'd also like to thank Paul Ramo and KLQP Radio for carrying our program tonight live on the radio. I am Alan Salty. I am from the class of 1974. And yes, and so it's 50 years ago. We had our graduation in the old gym. This is the new gym that's 48 years old. And this year's class and the administration have invited members of our class of 1974 to be a part of their graduation ceremony. Thank you very much for that. And I'd like to recognize my classmates. They're in the, right behind the graduates. Let's stand up. There was one more that was supposed to be here. Classmate of ours, Steve Shanning, passed away in a truck accident a few weeks ago. And Sue is honored to be, we are honored to have Sue sit with us in Steve's recognition. We had 116 in our class, and we have 199 still living. So I was, well, sometimes that's debatable on this. So I was asked to share a little bit about what it was like 50 years ago. So I got this bag of stuff. When we were home, we had a phone on the wall. And ours was at a 5-foot cord and was in the hall right outside the living room. You didn't have a lot of privacy with your phone calls. Don't need that anymore. We got our cell phones. Our mobile phone was a CB radio, guys. Breaker 19, this is Norba. Anybody out there? Yeah, but don't need that anymore. We got our cell phones. My favorite, my daughter's favorite, too. She loves to rub it into me. My slide rule. This is my slide rule from high school. I can still multiply and divide. The rest of this stuff, forget it. There's 9 scales on here. You could do everything on it. And that was our calculators. And you guys have never heard of slide rule accuracy. There was a reason for that. You could get 2 decimal places, and that was it. When I went to college in 1974, I had to have a scientific calculator. I got a TI 55, I think, a Texas Instrument. Cost me $150 back then. They were just coming out. Brand new ideas. When we were at home, we used the records player, and we played our albums. And then when we were not at home, oh, by the way, when they come out and say, you know, a new artist, and they come out with an album, in our day, they actually did come out with an album, not just a phrase. And then we had, if you were on the road, track or AM radio. Don't need that anymore. Cell phone's got all the music in the world on it. I got my camera from Jim Wilde's photography class when we were seniors. It had film in it, you know, you had to send it in, and, well, we developed it in school, but don't need that anymore. Cell phones can take any picture you want. Letter writing, boy, is that a thing of the past. I got a lot of goodies in this bag. I found this letter that doesn't happen to be from 1974. to 1979 when I was dating what is now my wife. And it says, "My dearest Al, I was just thinking of you." Love and kisses, Julie. We'll put that in my pocket. But I don't even know what you guys, you got so many different things you can communicate with now, you know, it's texting and FaceTime and all that stuff. Have you ever thought about your thumbs going to be wore out by the time you're 30? Game playing, video games. We're so old, video games weren't even around when we graduated. They came out about 1980. So you can see why this technology stuff we ask you guys. It's not us. Encyclopedias, that's how we did our research, of course, you know, through the books and things. Again, you got the whole world on your phone. All this stuff, we don't need anymore. But you know, there's one thing that cell phones don't have. It's something personal, like a handshake and a hug. Sure, there's those emoji things. I just learned about them about a couple years ago. But that's not the same thing. We as humans, whether it is in great joy or great sadness, still need a hug sometimes. So let's be there for each other. So that takes care of most of the stuff in my bag, but Vietnam War was some things about 1974. The Vietnam War was phasing down, and they had a draft for all the soldiers at the time. And every year they would have this, and it would be a draft of a lottery of your birthdays. Oh, what's your birthday in February, I think it was. And what's your draft number? Mine was always in the 300s until it counted. 28 was my draft card, and that is it right there. I carried it around for many years. But again, President Nixon stopped the draft, and I was not drafted into the Army for the Vietnam War. Nixon also was forced to resign chose to resign in August 1974 because of Watergate. Another thing was in 73 and 74, the OPEC countries, oil-producing countries in the Middle East, put an embargo on oil to the United States. There was, you may have seen pictures of these massive lines for gas, getting gas and different things. But our senior year, the school temperature was down to 60 degrees during the winter, and we all wore sweatshirts. And none of the Christmas sporting events and things like that were held. They were all canceled. Some other things about 1974. Barcodes. Everything that you buy nowadays has a barcode. That started in 1974. Rubik's Cube was invented. Mr. Rubik invented it in 1974. And probably one of the most unique fads that ever came around, and all you needed was a pair of tennis shoes, and that was streaking. That started in 1974. Top musicians and bands were Olivia Newton-John, Gordon Lightfoot, Jackson 5, The Wings, Elton John, and Leonard Skinner and their band, and they had Sweet Home Alabama. I remember my middle daughter, when she heard that, thought it was the greatest song, and it was brand new, and we go, no, that was in our day. And then one of the top songs of the year and movie was The Way We Were by Barbra Streisand was the song and that she sang, and she starred in that with Robert Redford, I think. So The Way We Were, we can start to relate to that music nowadays, our class. Desktop computers were nowhere to be found. When we did our computer programming for Dave Lepke's dad, Don, in his class, we used these computer cards and a key punch, and each card had a one instruction of the program, and then it would get taken out to Minnesota West, and they would run it through their computer out there, and if it worked, great, and if it didn't, then you had to redo your program. This one happens to be when I went to college at SCSU, and it says, "We multiply faster than jackrabbits." So there's also a last and a first at CHS from our class. We had the last class that had just a homecoming queen. And we also had the first color picture in our yearbook, and that was of our homecoming queen, Lori Holmlin. But probably the most significant thing that still is very significant now is Title IX came out, 73 and 74, to allow gals to play basketball, to play sports. And that was a very significant thing. The first girls' basketball team was in 1974, and we have at least one member of that class sitting, of that team sitting over here. And they played few of the neighboring towns, but there wasn't any tournaments or anything like that. It was just getting organized. We had on the golf team, there was two girls, Jill Tietrich and Lori Milhouse-Treason, were the two girls, first two girls to play golf at Canby High School. It made golf practice a lot more fun, I'll tell you that. So just a couple things, a few words of wisdom from, a few words from Al anyway. Try to learn something new every day. I had a neighbor, Jim Ellickson was his name. When I was growing up, he told me, whenever you're doing a job, try to figure out how you can do it better, more efficient. Be thinking about how you can do things better. And the third one I'd like to share is, it's never, ever too late to do the right thing. So that's enough about me and history. This is about the class of 2024, not 1974. And you guys are a part of making history tonight. And on behalf of the class of 1974, we thank you for inviting us to be part of it and on this historic night. And we wish the best for each of you in the future. May God bless you. Get all my treasures put away. It's the reason why I don't throw things away.
All right, thanks, Mayor. Yeah, Gabrielle Verhelst and Dylan Hoffman.
Good evening, seniors, family, friends, and our esteemed guests from the class of 1974. Today is a very memorable day for all of us, and before we begin, we'd like to congratulate our classmates. Today is the day we have dreamed of, the day that has seemed so far away since our preschool graduation. It seems like just yesterday when we entered the high school as little seventh graders, terrified to step foot into senior hallway. Now, here we are, moments away from receiving our high school diplomas. We made it, class of 2024. But remember, today is not the end, it is the beginning of the bright future we all have in store.
Life is like a road trip, a long journey with no destination in mind. Let's take a little trip down memory lane. Several years ago, our road trip began as we boarded the Canby Public Schools bus and made our way to our first day of preschool. This road passed through the entirety of elementary school, making pit stops to experience Doug Hunter and Mr. Hansen's class, Friday night roller skating, and running through the halls on our last day of sixth grade, feeling like we're on top of the world. That feeling did not last long, though. We were quickly humbled during 7th grade orientation when Dr. Slava reminded us that until we were upperclassmen, we were at the bottom of the totem pole.
As our journey continued, we hit some bumps on the road, some major and some minor. When March of our 8th grade year approached, everything came to a screeching halt. Little did we know, a 2-week spring break would lead to the biggest global pandemic of our lifetimes. After returning to school our freshman year, masked up and all, it had felt like ages since we'd seen all of our classmates. Considering this was the height of our tween years, it was shocking to come back and see how much everyone had changed in the quick yet prolonged amount of time. COVID-19 not only affected the end of our eighth grade school year, but we dealt with the aftermath of the pandemic for several months to come. Let's not forget about the panic that set in every time someone was called to the health office, knowing that there was another outbreak and the possibility for anybody to be sent home to quarantine for 2 weeks, including half of the football team on the afternoon of our homecoming game.
The road did not stop there, though. Passing through the years, there is no shortage of rivalries against the Minnesota Vikings, dodgeball tournaments before Christmas break, or awkward mid-class promposals. Now we are experiencing all of our last. Our last first day of school, last chemistry class, last Friday night football game, last school dance, and last day of school. 6 years ago, when Dr. Slabo was showing us around the high school, giving us maps so we could navigate our way around the big school, we did not know how fast our years here were going to go. As we sit here experiencing our last few minutes as high school seniors, ready to take the next road on our journey, we realized how fast time really went.
As we enter this new chapter in our lives, it is important to understand that life is about the journey, not the destination. This journey through the Canby Public Schools has been nothing short of amazing. No matter the bumps along the way or the detour signs you encounter, just keep driving. This crazy road trip through life is going to look different for every single one of us, and that is what makes our lives so special. Whether this road of life leads you to Fargo, Mitchell, or even 6 miles down the road to Porter, Minnesota, always remember, it's a great day to be a Lancer.
Well, class of 2024, it's about that time.
Now we'll have the presentation of scholarships by Dr. Robert Slava, the principal of Canby High School, and Mr. Ryan Nielsen, superintendent.
I would like to thank the class of 1974 for attending the 128th graduation ceremony of Canby High School. It is an honor and a privilege to have you here. Tonight is about reflection. Many things in our world have changed since 1974, such as the internet and cell phones, yet many things have not, such as the halls of Canby High School and its graduates. The graduates' deep desire to excel in their next endeavor of life, and this class has done that. Some graduates have joined the military, some started businesses, some attended college, but unequivocally, all the graduates since 1974 and prior, all of them left here with a dream of wanting to make a difference, and this class is going to do that. We must never forget the past in order to have a future. Tonight, we have asked the past here to help us honor our future. Thank you for being here. The Blue and Gold Foundation, represented by President Darren Hausman and Secretary David Vogt, would like to award the following scholarships. The Blue and Gold Valedictorian Scholarship of $1,750 is awarded to two students, Isabel Thompson and Kaylee Verhelst. And the Salutatorian Scholarship of $1,750 is awarded to Zachary Orada.
The Blue and Gold Foundation provides scholarships to all Canby High School graduates to qualify. Started in 1985, the group had a goal of raising enough money to provide each graduate with a $1,000 scholarship. The fund has grown, and the amount increased thanks to a community effort of fundraising and support. This year, 40 scholarships totaling $60,750 are being presented.
The five $1,500 Esther and Wesley Harms scholarships are awarded to Alexis Dreets, Kale Dreets, Cheyenne Milbrandt, Kylan Holzibus, and Evan Ingismo.
The Esther and Wesley Harms Endowment Scholarship is one of the first endowments Blue and Gold received. Their gift has helped Canby grads since 1985 and continues to provide funds for future grads. Endowments and memorials help keep the Blue and Gold Fund healthy. If you would like to contribute in that way, check out information on the school website.
Two $1,500 G.O. Miller and Carolyn Miller scholarships go to Jonathan Dice and Colton Ruther.
The G.O. Miller and Carolyn Miller scholarships are given to students entering an ag-related field. In the case where there are few ag majors, this scholarship is open to others.
The Betty Merritt Memorial Scholarship of $1,500 is awarded to Ava Henningsgaard.
Betty Merritt taught at Canby Public Schools from 1948 to 1985. She treasured learning both in the classroom and out. She found that she learned from her community volunteer work in ways different from general studies and felt that we all have a duty to give back when you are blessed, and living in Canby was always a blessing to her. The Betty Merritt Memorial Scholarship was established to support learning in school and reward learning through
the Canby Fireman Award, a $750 scholarship with a matching scholarship from Blue and Gold to Nicholas Full.
The Canby Fireman Scholarship is awarded to a student attending a two-year institution. The Canby Firemen raise money through a yearly steak fry and calendar sales. They are happy to support our hometown kids.
The Herbert and Dorothy Mickelson family would like to award two scholarships of $1,500 each to Dylan Hausman and Braylon Merritt.
Herbert and Dorothy Landstrom Mickelson family endowment is awarded to one male and one female graduating senior of Canby High School to demonstrate character and motivation to pursue goals. This is the first year this award is given.
The Harold and Glendore Bliss family would like to award a $750 scholarship with a matching scholarship from Blue and Gold to Sydney Hemish.
The Bliss Scholarship is awarded to a student who is pursuing either ag or nursing. It was given in memory of Harold and Glendore, who farmed near Canby. Glendore was also a nurse and volunteer at Canby for many years.
The Milton Lois Hansen Memorial Scholarship of $1,500 goes to Michael Toll.
The Milton Lois Hansen Memorial is given to a student pursuing an ag-related major. Milton Lois Hansen farmed near Canby. Lois continued to farm after Milt passed away, and she was active in many community organizations.
The Dakota Wind Ben Tubson Memorial $1,500 scholarship goes to Xavier Fliss.
This scholarship is given in memory of Ben Tubson, a 1998 graduate of Canby High School and former EMS employee. It was pursuing a renewable resource or science major.
Delon Clarkson will present the Helena Agra Enterprises $1,500 scholarship to Abigail Guza.
Helena Agri Enterprises is happy to award a $1,500 scholarship, a senior, as a token of thanks to the community for support shown over the years.
Allison Winters will present the LaVon Frau Winters Memorial Scholarship of $1,500, which is awarded to Brooklyn Frensko.
LaVon Frau Winters was a teacher at Canby High School from 1971 to 2006. She taught English, theater, language arts, media, and German, as well as coaching the speech team, directing plays, and overseeing the prom at Canby High School. This scholarship is given to a senior pursuing a degree in either education.
David and Victoria Vogt will present the Sally Vogt Memorial Scholarship of $750 plus a matching scholarship from Blue and Gold to Gabrielle Verhelst.
Sally Vogt was an avid supporter of the Canby Public Schools. She served on the Canby School Board for 20-some years and chaired the board of a regional education cooperative based in Marshall for the same length of time. Sally's parents were charter donors to the Blue and Gold Foundation. Sally served on that board as well. This scholarship is given to a female who demonstrates leadership qualities.
Kim Jellin will present the Tom Jellin Memorial Scholarship of $750 plus a matching scholarship from Blue and Gold to Colton Dice.
The Tom Jellin Memorial Scholarship is awarded to a senior entering a medical-related major.
Matt Wagner will present the Mark Wagner Memorial Scholarship to Nicholas Wagner.
Mark Wagner was a resident of Canby for 22 years. He owned and operated the Canby Livestock Sale Barn and drove bus number 4 for Canby Schools. He was an avid supporter of Canby Sports and enjoyed attending many games. He is lovingly remembered by his family through this scholarship.
Blue and Gold would like to present the Mark and Stephen Schultz Memorial Scholarship of $1,500 to Brooklyn Kindop.
This scholarship is given in memory of Mark and Stephen Schultz, who were Canby High School graduates. It is given to a student entering an ag or medical-related field.
The Berkus Manufacturing Agricultural Innovation Scholarship of $1,500 is presented to Liam MacArthur.
And this scholarship was donated on behalf of David Berkus and Berkus Manufacturing to be given to a student interested in agriculture and agricultural innovation. Berkus Manufacturing produces scales Dave had patented to measure and test grain.
Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby presents a $750 scholarship with a matching grant from Blue and Gold to Brady Holzabus.
Ag Plus Cooperative is happy to support Canby kids by sponsoring a scholarship for a Canby High School graduate.
The Community Initiative scholarships of $1,500 each are awarded to Bridget Balvin, Raya Bennigan, Logan Demmer, Lacey DeVos, Adrian Esparza, Broderick Gravdahl, Honesty Guzman, Jackson Hoschild, Blake Heidemann, Amber Moeller, Dominic Pierce, Isabel Redepenning, Blake Rainier, Ryan Seachlog, and Austin Capero.
The Blue and Gold Community Initiative Scholarship was created to provide every qualifying student graduating from Canby High School the scholarship for post-secondary education. Students must apply for the scholarship and must be a senior at Canby High School, taking a minimum of 3 credits per semester. Students must have at least a 2-point cumulative grade point average by quarter 3 to qualify. This year, 15 students are receiving the Community Initiative Scholarship. Superintendent Ryan Nielsen now will present the rest of the scholarships.
Andy Gupsel, representing the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Foundation, in conjunction with First Security Bank Canby, would like to award scholarships to the following students. Evan Ingismo, Xavier Fliss, Brooklyn Frensco, Broderick Gravdahl, Sydney Hamish, Dylan Hausman, Brady Huzzabus, Brooklyn Kindop, Liam MacArthur, Zachary Orada, Colton Ruther, Michael Toll, Gabrielle Verhelst, and Kaylee Verhelst.
The L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Foundation, in conjunction with First Security Bank Canby, has given $642,250 in scholarships since 2003. This year, $67,000 is being awarded to Canby first and second year applicants. Applicants must maintain their primary banking relationship with First Security Bank to be eligible. Since the foundation's inception in 1993, it has awarded a total of $8,120,000. In scholarships throughout the First Security Bank Group.
Allison Nelson, representing the Sanford Health Network, Canby, awards a $2,000 scholarship to Gabrielle Verhelst.
Sanford McCanby Medical Center is pleased to offer a $2,000 scholarship opportunity for students pursuing a post-secondary degree in a healthcare-related field. By offering the scholarship, they are making an investment in our region's future workforce and the communities we serve.
The family of Taden Duane Cruz would like to present the Taden's Purpose Award of $1,000 each to 2 students in Taden's memory and honor. This year's recipients are Kaylee Verhelst and Amber Moeller.
The Taden's Purpose Scholarship is given in memory of Taden Cruz, class of 2023, who passed away in 2021. This scholarship is awarded to students who exhibit the qualities of respect and kindness with the hopes they continue to share these gifts with others.
John, Julie, and Haley Noyes will present the Brad Noyes Memorial Scholarship of $1,500, which is awarded to Bridget Balvin.
A scholarship of $1,500 is awarded in memory of Brad Noyes, a 1992 graduate and five-year varsity wrestler. He is lovingly remembered by family and friends with this scholarship.
DeLon Clarkson, representing the Canby Lions Club, awards a scholarship of $500 to Blake Rainier.
The Canby Lions Club scholarship is an award of $500 given to a senior and is based on scholastic and leadership ability.
Dr. Robert Slava Jr. will present the next five scholarships. Interstate Telecom of Clear Lake presents the ITC Dean E. Anderson Scholarship of $700 to Jonathan Dice.
ITC offers a $700 scholarship to high school seniors planning to attend a post-secondary institution located in Minnesota or South Dakota. The recipients must reside within the ITC service.
The Yellow Medicine County Soybean Growers Association is sponsoring a $500 scholarship, which is awarded to Brady Huzzabus.
The Yellow Medicine County Soybean Growers Association is a farmer-run organization comprised of local soybean farmers. This organization promotes soybean usage to help enhance profitability for our local farmers. Each year, a scholarship of $500
is awarded. The Co-op Credit Union of Montevideo Canby Branch awards a $500 scholarship to Brooklyn Frensco.
This is a $500 scholarship to be awarded to a graduating senior who plans to advance his or her education at any post-secondary institution.
The Knights of Columbus Council, number 1108, would like to present a $500 scholarship to Nicholas Bull.
Knights of Columbus Council, 1108, awards a $500 scholarship to a Catholic student who excels the principles of unity, charity, and patriotism.
Canby Farmers Grain presents a scholarship of $500 to Brady Huzzabus.
Canby Farmers Grain Company recognizes the culture to our community and its future with a $500 scholarship to a senior entering an egg program.
Doug and Mark Anderson will present the Anderson Tax Service Scholarships of $500 each. Braylon Merritt and Evan Engismo.
Anderson Tax Service provides income tax prep, accounting, bookkeeping, payroll services, sales tax prep, and much more in the Canby and surrounding communities. They are proud to support Canby kids.
Jacob and Lucas Sturzinger will present the Dwayne Shalick Memorial Scholarship, which is awarded to a CHS wrestler. This year's recipient is Nicholas Wagner.
Dwayne Shalick was a faithful supporter of the Canby wrestling program throughout his life. He graduated from Canby High School in 1962. He was the first wrestler from Canby High School to compete in the Minnesota State High School Wrestling Tournament. Wrestling taught Dwayne many things. Keep moving, never give up, always be open to learn sportsmanship, and no matter how much talent or how little talent you have, you can be a winner.
Crystal Schmidt will present the Benjamin Tubson Memorial Canby Trap Team Scholarships to Broderick Gravdahl and Jackson Huschild.
Four scholarships are awarded to senior members of the Canby Trap Shooting Team in memory of Benjamin Tubson.
Mr. Ryan Nielsen will present the next six scholarships. The Gary Givers present the Kindness Count Scholarships of $500 each to Ava Henningsgaard and Liam MacArthur.
The Gary Givers Kindness Count Scholarships are awarded to students who show kindness and inclusiveness. They must be students who make sure everyone around them will feel included. The students who make room at the lunch table for another student to be able to sit and in general are a good person to others at Canby High School.
The Cambie Rotary Club awards two scholarships of $500 each to Brooklyn Kindop and Gabrielle Verhels.
Two Rotary scholarships of $500 will be awarded to seniors based on their past record, scholastic ability, and leadership ability. The Rotary Foundation and local clubs invest in our future leaders by funding scholarships for undergraduate and graduate study.
The Dave Hinch's Family Aviation Scholarship of $500 is awarded to Dylan Hausman.
The Dave Hinch's Family Aviation Scholarship is awarded to a student entering the aviation field.
The Peden Cole Gary American Legion Auxiliary presents a $300 scholarship to Gabrielle Verhels.
The Peden Cole Gary American Legion Auxiliary is proud to present a scholarship to a student who has a relative who was or is in the military. Students complete an essay on what they know about the American Legion and the auxiliary and how they are important to veterans, families, and communities.
Ag County Farm Credit Services awards a $500 scholarship to Brady Holzabus.
Egg Country Farm Credit Services is a financial services cooperative that provides credit and financial management services to agricultural producers and agribusinesses. The Madison office awards a $500 scholarship.
The Our Savior's Lutheran Church $500 foundation scholarship goes to Raya Bennigan.
The Our Savior's Lutheran Church Foundation is pleased to award a $500 scholarship to a member of Our Savior's Lutheran Church. The scholarship was created to support the educational goals of Our Savior's Lutheran students.
Erica Mosier, representing Cambie for Kids, will present their $500 scholarship to Sydney Hemish.
Cambie for Kids is a nonprofit organization focused on making a difference in our youth through fun and engaging activities for the community youth. They hope to inspire healthy communities by connecting kids and families. Cambie for Kids provides scholarships for Legionville and a Cambie High School graduate.
Barry Fink, representing the Cambie High School Letterpersons Club, would like to award the following senior athletic scholarships of $300 each to Brooklyn Kindop, Braylon Merritt, Isabel Thompson, Colton Dice, Evan Angismo, Dylan Hausman, Liam MacArthur, Zachary Elrada, Colton Ruther, Nicholas Wagner.
Senior boys and girls are recognized for their participation in athletics. Winners are chosen based on the number of letters earned in their high school career, awards given them such as MVP, and if they were captain in a sport.
The Cambie High School Student Council, represented by advisors Rayanne Corr and Melissa Snoble, would like to award scholarships to the following senior student council members: Jonathan Dice, Evan Angismo, Dylan Hausman, Kylan Holzabus, Brooklyn Kindop, Gabrielle Verhelst, Kaylee Verhelst.
Senior student council members are awarded scholarships based on participation and service. They have demonstrated leadership ability, organizational skills, and devotion to their school and community. Student council members must apply to be a part of the group and can join starting in ninth grade.
John Dessenville, FFA advisor, will present the Cambie FFA Booster Club Scholarship to Ava Henningsgaard and Amber Moeller.
Scholarships are awarded to seniors who apply and who have demonstrated leadership and active participation of FFA. The FFA scholarships are sponsored by the FFA Boosters. They are awarded according to years involved in the Cambie FFA program.
Mrs. Tammy Peterson, NHS advisor, presents the CHS National Honor Society scholarships to senior members Colton Dice, Evan Angismo, Brooklyn Frensco, Abigail Guza, Sydney Hemish, Ava Henningsgaard, Dylan Hausman, Kylan Holzabus, Brooklyn Kindop, Liam MacArthur, Braylon Merritt, Zachary Orata, Colton Ruther, Isabel Thompson, Gabrielle Verhelst, Kaylee Verhelst.
National Honor Society scholarships are partially funded by the American Red Cross. Canby's National Honor Society holds two blood drives here at Canby High School every year. National Honor Society members also ring the bell for the Salvation Army during the holiday season, and NHS also packages weekend lunches for in-need elementary students. And that will conclude the scholarships, and we'll hear from the Canby High School Concert Band here in a little bit.
John F. Kennedy is quoted as stating, "Let us think of education as the means of developing our greatest abilities, because in each of us there is a private hope and dream which, when fulfilled, can be translated into benefit for everyone and greater strength for our country. Our investment here tonight is in our community and our country's greatest natural resource, our youth. Tonight I'm proud and humbled to announce that this, as a local community, we have given out just over $126,000 in local scholarships to the 128th graduating class of Canby High School. Every great adventure starts with a dream. Let us never think that the impossible is not possible. On behalf of the Canby Public Schools and the graduating class of 2024, we'd like to thank the organizations and the individuals who donated their time, treasures, and talents towards scholarships this year. Thank you for your support."
Thank you.
Would the candidates please rise? As the candidates line up, I'd like to take this opportunity and inform individuals that want to take pictures that the area between the chairs has been set up for you. You can come all the way to the three-point line and take pictures as close as you want. The students comprising the 2024 graduating class of Cambie High School have fulfilled the requirements set forth by the state of Minnesota and the Cambie School Board. These candidates have now earned the right to receive their diplomas. As I read your name, would you please come forward to receive your diploma from Cambie School Board members, Mrs. Brenda Fole and Mrs. Brittany Cockleman. Bridget Lynn Balvin.
Bridget's parents are John Baldwin and Sylvia Rapson. Bridget plans to attend the Lake Area Technical College in Watertown, South Dakota, and plans to major in medical assisting.
Raya Ann Bennigan.
Ryan's parents is Beth Bennigan.
You can come all the way up here if you want. We're okay with that.
Raya plans to attend North Central Missouri College in
Logan Lee Demmer.
Logan's parents, Lauren and Amy Demmer, plans to work.
Lacey Jean DeVos.
Lacey's parents, David and Shelley Strunk, plans to attend Minnesota State University in Moorhead, Minnesota, plans to major in nursing.
Alexis Faith Dreese.
Alexis' parents, Amber and Jared Dreese, plan to attend Winona State University in Winona, Minnesota.
Kale
major in
Faye Dreese.
Parents, Amber and Jared Dreese, plan to attend University of Minnesota Duluth and major undecided.
Jonathan Lewis Dice.
Parents, Greg and Jackie Dice, plan to attend Mitchell Technical College in Mitchell, South Dakota in power line construction.
Colton Sarge Dice.
Parents Jason and Katrina Dice plans to attend Dakota Wesleyan University in Mitchell and plans to major in biochemistry.
Evan Douglas Engismo.
Parents Jesse and Jennifer Engismo plans to attend Dakota State University in Madison, South Dakota, plans to major in elementary education.
Adrian Joseph Esparza.
Parents Ashley Esparza and James Bowen Sr. plans to attend Carleton State University in Stephenville, Texas. Plans to major in psychology.
Xavier Stephen Fliss.
Parents Matthew Fliss and Heidi Fliss plan to attend Lake Area Technical College in Watertown. Plans to major in electronic systems technology.
Brooklyn Marie Frensko.
Parents Kelly Earp and Bill Frensko plan to attend Minnesota State University in Moorhead. Plans to major in business.
Nicholas John Paul Full.
Parents Leroy and Brenda Full plans to attend Ridgewater College in Wilmer. Plans to major in electrical.
Broderick Richard Gravdahl.
Parents Marissa Kack and David Gravdahl plans to attend Lake Area Technical College in Watertown. Plans to major in building trades technology.
Abigail Claire Marie Guza.
Parents Sammy and Stephen Guza plans to attend South Dakota State University in Brookings and plans to major in nursing.
Honesty Renee Guzman.
Parents Rhonda and Eric Guzman plans to attend NDSU in Fargo, plans to major in nursing.
Jackson Ryan Hochschild.
Parents Ryan and Annie Hochschild plan to attend Lake Erie Technical College in Watertown, plans to major in diesel technology.
Sydney Ann Hemish.
Parents Sarah and Jeff Hemish plan to attend SDSU in Brookings, plans to major in community and public health.
Ava Mercy Henningsgaard.
Parents Steve and Carla Henningsgaard plans to attend NDSU in Fargo, plans to major in nursing.
Blake Levi Heideman.
Parents Angie and Jeffrey Johnson, he plans to work.
Dylan William Hausman.
Parents Darren and Jeff plans to attend SDSU in Brookings, plans to major in aviation.
Brady Glenn Holzabus.
Parents Nathan and Angie Holzabus plans to attend SDSU in Brookings, plans to major in agronomy.
Kylin Ray Holzabus.
Parents Adam and Chelsea Holzabus plan to attend University of Nebraska in Lincoln. Plans to major in elementary education.
Brooklyn Jane Marie Kindop.
Parents Justin and Lynn Kindop plans to attend University of South Dakota in Vermilion. Plans to major in medical biology.
Liam Thomas MacArthur.
Parents Thomas and Erica MacArthur. Teresa and Tim Hendricks. Plans to attend undecided and plans to major in construction management.
Braylon K. Merritt.
Parents Blaine and Brooke Merritt plans to attend SDSU in Brookings. Plans to major in business and advertising.
Cheyenne Marie Milbrandt.
Parents Shane and Darla Milbrandt plans to attend the Dakota State University in Madison, South Dakota. Plans to major in digital art and design.
Amber May Moeller.
Parents Lance and Deanna Moeller plan to attend Lake Area Technical College in Watertown. Plans to major in human service.
Gavin
Harry Noyes.
Parents Tom and Becky Noyes. Gavin plans to work.
Zachary Edward Orata.
Parents Don and Tony Orata plans to attend Dakota State University in Madison, South Dakota. Plan to major in computer.
Dominic Roland Pirius.
Parents Alicia Shannon and Wayne Pirius plans to attend Alexandria Technical College. Plans to major in small engine repair.
Isabel Nicole Redepenning.
Parents Alicia Redepenning plans to attend NDSU in Fargo. Plans to major in social work.
Blake Alexander Rainier.
Parents Kalina Rainier and Brad Rainier plan to attend Lake Area Technical College in Watertown. Plans to major in aviation.
Colton Lee Ruther.
Parents Derek and Vanessa Ruther plan to attend Mitchell Technical College in Mitchell. Plans to major in power line construction.
Ryan Christopher Seedslog.
Parents Stacy and Jason Parsons and Chris Seedslog plans to attend Lake Area Technical College in Watertown. Plans to major in nursing.
Isabel Louise Thompson.
Parents Corey and Sandy Thompson plans to attend Northwestern College in Orange City, Iowa. Plans to major in exercise.
Michael Paul Toll.
Parents Janelle and Paul Toll plan to attend Minnesota State Community and Technical College in Fergus Falls.
Austin William Tapero.
Parents Stephen Tapero and Abby Poplowski plan to work.
Gabrielle Rose Verhelst.
Parents Jody Winkles and Scott Verhelst plan to attend College of St. Benedict and St. Joseph. Plan to major in nursing.
Kaylee Joe Verhelst.
Parents Molly and Brian Verhelst plan to attend SCSU in Brookings. Major in pharmacy.
Nicholas Scott Wagner.
Parents Matt Wagner, Terry Wager. Plan to attend South Dakota State University in Brookings. Plan to major in aviation.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you Canby High School's class of 2024.
Thanks for joining us for our coverage of graduation ceremonies at Canby Public Schools. Brought to you this evening by an Ag Plus Cooperative, American Family Insurance, and Hull Plumbing. A New Leaf Floral, Canby Builders Supply, Canby Chamber of Cumming and Heating, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Canby Drug and Gifts, Canby Farmers Grain, Canby Meat Center, Cleveland Chevrolet, Doug Service and Marine. A coverage of Canby's commencement ceremony brought to you by First Security Bank, Helena Agra, Hero Sports Bar and Grill, Independent Oil Company, Jim's Market, K&M Auto Wash, Cadence Chiropractic, Conkleman Construction, Cornerstone Cravings and Bakery, Larry's Refrigeration, Mortgage Capital, Nemitz Insurance, Olson Dray Service, Penka Insurance Agency, BK Egan's Restaurant, Rangard Electric, Southwest Insurance, State Farm, Tony Orata, Sturtevants of Canby, and the Yellow Medicine County 4-H.